Across the street from Oklahoma State University's Medical Center, you'll find vacant buildings and empty parking lots. It will soon be renovated into a new veterans hospital, mental health hospital, research center, parking structure, and so much more. Welcome to the Inside OSU podcast. I'm Megan Robinson. I spoke with Dr. Johnny Stevens, the president of OSU Center for Health Sciences, to learn more about the new OSU Academic Medical District. What is the Academic Medical District?
So the Academic Medical District is the OSU Medical Center campus as it sits now, and then directly north across 7th Street is what is the current Kerr Edmondson buildings and land that's attached to that. So what the Academic Medical District will become in the very near future will be the VA in the existing buildings, a new ground-up build of state-owned psychiatric hospital just to the north of the Kerr Edmondson building, and then a city-funded parking garage that will set next to the mental health campus.
So it's a combination of renovation and new build.
It is. It's a combination of both. The VA hospital will be a renovation of existing buildings, complete renovation, but a renovation of that, and then a new build of a mental health hospital and a new build of a parking garage to support the campus.
Will there be some research facilities within these buildings as well?
There are. When we started looking at the campus, we wanted to be very intentional and did a campus master plan for that whole medical district. And we wanted to look at how we were going to have patient, staff, physician flow around the campus. And in doing that, it was a great exercise to do because it was placement of the buildings were right. But we also identified 3 to 5 building spots that we can look forward to the future, which will be tremendously advantageous to the medical district, the academic healthcare district, because we're going to be able to put biotech, research buildings that will really help expand the campus in a great way.
You're talking about expanding the campus, but this will also impact the city of Tulsa mm-hmm. and the entire state of Oklahoma. Yeah. How so?
So the VA itself, will service the entire Northeast Oklahoma from a VA standpoint. So it's going to impact the mental health hospital as well. It's going to be around 106 bed mental health hospital that will serve not just Tulsa, but the surrounding community. And it's an expansion of services in a much needed area in the state of Oklahoma around mental health and behavioral health. So it's for sure going to help Tulsa and be an asset to Tulsa, but really for all of Northeast Oklahoma around the VA outpatient clinics that are all around the state. We'll be able to send patients in. The partnership that's going to happen on the campus between the existing OSU medical center as well as the VA, with patients going back and forth for higher level service and then med surge at the VA, expansion of the service lines that happen on both places will be a great asset for all of Northeast Oklahoma, but probably, in my opinion, the greatest benefit, not just to veterans health, but also the new residencies that will happen. 100 new residency spots, 50 at the VA, 50 at the mental health hospital. What we've found time and time again is that residents tend to put down roots and practice within 90 miles of where they do their residency. So any place around Tulsa is going to benefit from those 100 new residency spots.
You mentioned the residents, but what about students? How will this impact education at OSU-CHS?
So our third and fourth year residents go out and do what we call core rotations, but those are rotations in various disciplines. And we do a lot of those at OSU Medical Center. We do a lot of them all over the state, but that's going to expand greatly to be able to put students into both behavioral health hospital as well as a VA hospital. And that'll start driving them more and showing them more experiences that they could have in a VA setting or in a mental health setting to really help the state of Oklahoma as well in both those areas. So we will have teaching services, what we call teaching services. So the short white coats and the long white coats will be in the mental health hospital. They'll be in the VA hospital, as well as what we have at OSU Medical Center existing now.
There is not a current VA hospital in Tulsa.
Okay, good point.
In the state of Oklahoma, but not in Tulsa. So why was it important to bring one to this city?
Yeah, so in our research, in the grant application, and what we looked at was, where does it make the most sense to put a VA hospital? It's not typical that you can find land in downtown, a downtown urban area, but we were very fortunate in the partnership with the state that this was an identified spot that actually had land to build on as well. What we found looking through in our research was that, one, we wanted to look at, is the VA hospital the right thing to do? Do we have veterans that need service? And the answer was that was absolutely yes. Oklahoma is in the top three from service into military service. We're a proud state that has a lot of individuals that step forward for to serve our country. And then so in turn, we have a lot of VA patients that are here. What's happened over the years is a lot of, in past wars, a lot of veterans went to rural areas of the state. What we found with the more recent wars and conflicts is that there's more blast injuries, there's more injuries, and they're much more of an urban living, suburban living group than what we've seen in years past. So having it in Tulsa made a lot of sense that that's where a lot of veterans are. We estimate that we'll be able to serve probably twice as many veterans in Tulsa with the access from roads and all areas, both from the north, south, east, and west, than we would have been able to at the current Muskogee facility.
Wow. This is obviously located in downtown Tulsa, but Oklahoma as a whole is a very rural state. Mm-hmm. How will this VA and the Academic Medical District impact rural health care?
Yeah, so we've had a long history of working with our rural providers, and this won't change any now. It'll probably only expand. The OSU Medical Center, as an example, is a referral hospital in from a number of providers in rural hospitals that we have deep relationships around the state. That really really jumped and even became more mature with COVID, taking a number of COVID patients from all over the state into our hospital. So that that line of communication is definitely there. The VA hospital in particular, there's a number of clinics all around the state. Northeast Oklahoma is more of our catchment area for this VA, but those rural VA clinics will make referrals into that hospital for higher level care.
How long has there been discussion about creating an academic medical district in Tulsa?
Yeah, so the story of how this started was one that the Zero Foundation, Courtney Knobloch, Bill Major, Judy Kishner came to OSU, to President Shrum and myself, and really what we were looking at was the Zero Foundation had just finished a 10-year mental health assessment for Northeast Oklahoma. And in that, there was an obvious need for a new mental health hospital. So we started looking at the mental health hospital, and then a few chance meetings that happened along the way of VA opportunities that came forward from VA applications and meetings that had happened. It all paired together in about late 2017, early 2018. And so it's been a pretty rapid growth of application, all the work that went together to, you know, campus plan this, expand, and it's turning into over a $300 million project in all total.
How challenging was it to get those buildings donated, or was that easy, just offered up?
Yeah, so deep partnerships and great partnerships that, you know, from the federal level to the VA, to our delegation, to the state of Oklahoma, the governor's office, both Governor Fallon and Governor Stitt were highly interested in the project and understood the value of using a building that was nearing the end of its current life, can be redone into something that to help veterans. It was just a tremendous opportunity. There was really no one has said no at this point. Everyone understands the project and understands the needs that are there between behavioral health, the VA, as well as the downtown academic hospital at OSU Medical Center. So everyone's been on board. It took a little bit of a process of just understanding legally, how can we move it from a state asset to a federal asset, because at the end of the day, that's what at least the VA will become. But everyone said, yes, let's figure out how to do this. And I can't thank the state enough, not just the Governor Fallon and Governor Stitt, but the legislature, the speaker, the pro tem of the Senate, as well as all the appropriators, really understood and jumped in and got behind the project.
I know the Anne and Henry Zero Foundation are a huge partner. How did that partnership come to fruition?
The partnership has been one that's just continued to mature over the years. That, you know, we started doing more in mental health or under President Trump's leadership. We were a College of Osteopathic Medicine that had a number of psychologists that were teaching in the program. And then there was, as President Trump noticed the need for more mental health assets in Northeast Oklahoma, the state, we started hiring more psychiatrists and actually adding psychiatry residencies. And that growth, I think that the growth that they saw there started to mature the relationship between the Ian and Henry Zero Foundation and OSU Center for Health Sciences. And it's just progressed from there. We continue to step forward in the area of mental health. It's an area that a lot of people don't go into full on, but it's something that we really have and have added. I think our residency program's 24 residents, so 8 a year will come out and become psychiatrists in the state of Oklahoma, and that's going to be a great benefit to the state in a much needed area.
This has been in discussion for about 4.5 years. We broke ground back in October of 2021, but when do you expect this to sort of be, I don't want to say finished. But the buildings occupied and usable?
I think the buildings will be occupied at the end of 2025. That's a quick timeline. Even with all the planning needs to happen, but just the physical planning of, we're going to be not that one inch of that facility or the entire grounds will not be touched when we do this. It became somewhat of a logistical, where are we going to do laydowns? The county was great to bring, we don't have room for construction trailers. So the county stepped forward, and there's a building just adjacent that our construction trailers will actually be a county building just adjacent. So there's going to be a lot of work, a lot of cranes, and a lot of people moving on kind of three distinct projects between the parking garage, the mental health hospital, and the VA. And that's also in addition to all the upgrades that we're doing at OSU Medical Center. We have a project ongoing of redoing all of our operating rooms that goes out. We also have plans for redoing each one of our hospital rooms. So we're going to have a facelift that's going to happen. We've seen a lot of work on the exterior of OSU Medical Center. We're going to start working on the interior of it now. So really four construction projects going on all at once. And it's going to create a lot of excitement in the project.
Oklahoma State is a land-grant university. How does this academic medical district support the land-grant mission?
So the College of Osteopathic Medicine became part of OSU in 1988. And we were kind of the best kept secret or the worst kept secret, however you want to look at it, for a number of years. But as we've kind of grown and matured, our mission lines up so well with the land grant. I mean, it was really a match made. Our mission at OSU College of Osteopathic Medicine is to train rural and underserved, to train primary care providers for rural and underserved Oklahoma. So that matching up to a land grant university, the culture at OSU College of Osteopathic Medicine fits it very nicely. It's the cowboy culture that we see at OSU. We are one, and that's continued to mature under President Hargis and now is on hyperdrive with President Shrum being in Stillwater.
You can read more about the Academic Medical District in the Spring 2022 State Magazine, or download the Inside OSU app on Amazon Fire, Roku, and Apple TV to watch the full feature. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Inside OSU podcast. Please like, share, and subscribe. Once again, I'm Megan Robinson. I appreciate you listening.